Welcome to the Golf Channel Podcast. I'm Rex Hoggard. It's my pleasure to be joined by Adam Humphries, a wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And my first question is, how long have you been playing golf?
I started playing college, probably my junior and senior year.
When you're at Clemson?
Yeah, I would play about once a week, maybe. And now, off season, I'll play 3-4 times a week. Once football gets going again, I probably won't pick up the sticks as much, but I really got into golf probably my junior year at Clemson.
Why?
It was just something me and my roommate started doing every Sunday after our games on Saturday. We'd just go to the Walker Golf Course, go play golf. You know, we weren't really serious about our score, but, you know, we would play for maybe who buys the appetizer at dinner or things like that. And it started getting pretty fun and competitive and just enjoyed it.
Sounds competitive. This has you down as a 7 handicap. Is that fair?
Yeah, off-season, yes, I'll probably hit a 77 handicap. Now, probably like 9 or 10 when I stop playing.
Any handicap that comes with a long explanation is not a handicap. I'm going to trust on that front. So I do want to get more to the golf, but it is interesting. This week is draft week in the NFL. And as someone who has sat in a room waiting for that phone call, I am curious, what's that like?
Pretty awesome. I'm sure it's a great experience. Obviously, I was an undrafted free agent, so I did not get drafted, but for guys, you know, first-round picks, I mean, even a seventh-round pick, it's a life-changing experience. You know, just something you've always dreamed of as a kid playing in the NFL and hearing your name get called, I'm sure, is an unreal experience.
So along those lines, and I did this earlier this week on Twitter, so I wanted to see what you thought about it. I'm going to give you two picks. You get the first pick and the second pick. So we're going to do the top 32 and the second 32 in the world rankings as far as who you would draft if you were drafting a tour team.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea.
So I get the first pick?
You get the first pick.
Right now I'm going Dustin Johnson, the way he's playing.
Really?
Yeah.
As far as potential going forward, everything, if you're a GM about to draft a team, is that the way you would go?
I would go Dustin Johnson, yeah. I think he's got a lot of great golf left to play. I think he's playing really well right now.
All right, so go back to the next 32. Okay. Scroll down. Who would you take with your second pick? This is always the one that throws people.
Second pick. Is Justin Rose in the second tier now?
He is not. He'd be in the top 32,
up,
yeah.
Okay.
Gets a little tougher after that.
Yeah, it does. Let me see. If I was a GM, I would probably go Wesley Bryan, the way he's been coming on the last couple weeks.
Good pick.
PGA Tour, yeah.
Very good pick.
All right.
So you watch a lot of golf.
A good bit, yes, sir.
Do you?
Yeah.
How much during the season do you actually get to watch?
Not that much. I'll definitely watch the majors and the FedEx Cup, but other than that, not a ton during football.
All right, to go back to Clemson, I am curious because I do know Larry Pinley a little bit, and you're probably familiar with the golf coach at Clemson.
Yeah.
What was Dabo Swinney's take on you guys playing golf versus what Larry's take might have been?
Swinney was, you know, he's a player's coach. He was really cool with, you know, us doing things, you know, outside of football. I mean, obviously we just built a new facility that's got an indoor golf simulator similar to what you'll have here, and then we have a mini golf course, so Swinney's all about it. I know he swings the sticks every now and then, so very supportive.
Of the Clemson golfers who have gone on to the PGA Tour, and there's a ton of players, actually, I was kind of going through the list. Do any of them stand out to you? Like, in your mind, which golfer from Clemson stands out the most?
You know, recently, I guess, Sam Saunders.
Sam?
Arnie's nephew. You know, he went to Clemson, and he's, you know, he's got some TV time with, you know, the passing of Arnie and all that, but you know, we got Jonathan Bird. Trying to think, who won the U.S. Open a while back?
Lucas Glover.
You know those guys.
I think you were there the same time that DJ Trahan was there, and that's one of the years they won the NCAA.
Yeah, and then also he didn't go to Clemson, but Trevor Immelman. I know he works a lot with the Golf Channel. Huge Clemson fan, so I've met up with him, talked to him a good bit, and you know, I like to keep up with all those guys when I do go to tournaments. Watching them play, it's pretty cool.
When's the last tournament you went to?
I went to the Heritage in Hilton Head.
Just a few weeks ago, that Wesley won. Mm-hmm. Being a South Carolina guy, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
As far as the guys you play golf with now, you said you play quite a bit in the off season, not so much during the season. Mm-hmm. Anybody on the Bucks that you play with on a normal basis?
Yeah, Roberto Aguayo, kicker out of Florida State, you know, our kicker. Ryan Griffin, my roommate, our player development guy. Duke Preston, he's like a scratch golfer. A lot of fun to play with. And Mike Glennon, quarterback for the Bears now, left us, but back when he was with our team, played a good bit. You know, we're trying to recruit a lot more guys to play. You know, we we talk about golf a good bit. So when, you know, when the other guys hear it, they're like, man, take me out on the course sometime, you know. And we'll go to Topgolf. Topgolf's in Tampa, so we'll take them there. And that's always fun for, you know, guys starting out. So, you know, trying to get a lot more people to play. But, you know, it's tough to get the whole team out on a course.
Do you bring the competitive nature that obviously you have to be a professional football player onto the golf course?
Yeah, I don't think it's as intense. It's more of a mental kind of deal. But, you know, it gets competitive and, you know, we have a good time with it.
How would you describe your golf game?
Inconsistent. But
did working with Charlie Reimer help out at all?
I think so. Yeah, we hit a big cut, which I don't normally do with my driver. And I mean, I'm playing later this afternoon, so we'll see how that goes.
You play a lot in Tampa, I'm guessing.
A good bit. I play a lot more back in South Carolina during the off season, but we do play a good bit during this time of the year in Tampa.
Being from South Carolina, I think I know the answer to this. What's your favorite course?
In South Carolina, my home course is Carolina Country Club, Spartanburg, but mm-hmm. the Walker course at Clemson, I don't know if you've played that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Tiger Paul 17. I love Bulls Bay down in Charleston. That's an awesome course. Charleston has some beautiful places, and Harbortown's a good course. I mean, South Carolina is just packed with golf courses, so a lot to choose from.
That's about what I thought you were going to go with that. What is the best advice you've ever gotten playing golf?
I think it's really just the next shot mentality. And that's something I can translate over to football. It's just, you know, if you have a bad play, move on. Bad shot, move on. You can still say par or a decent score. And I think that's something you can just take and use in life in general.
Now, this is a bit of an esoteric question, but being a golfer, I think you'll know where I'm coming from. There was an announcement this week by the USGA and RNA that they're going to kind of limit the use of video replays. And I'm sure you're familiar in golf. That's kind of become a sticking point. And the idea is that not everyone in a 144-player field has a camera on them all the time. Can't you make the same argument, though, for the NFL, that not every lineman, every defensive lineman's got a camera on them at the same time?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the camera normally follows the ball. And so, you know, I don't see how that relates as much to golf and football. But, you know, there are cameras everywhere, and it's if something does happen and a camera picks it up, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, it's kind of unfair at times. But, you know, that's an interesting rule.
How many times during a play are you're away from the ball mm-hmm. and something happens that never gets detected, I guess is my question.
Yeah, I mean, a good bit, because a lot of times the ball will go to the opposite side of the field. Yeah, the ball will go to the opposite side of the field and something will happen and, you know, no one sees it and it's just forgotten.
Going back, your rookie year was just a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a good rookie year story. What's your best rookie year story?
I think just, you know, every rookie that came in had to sing in front of the team, like had to pick a song, sing some solos. So it's funny just listening to big, you know, meathead football players try to sing a song that they're very bad at singing.
What was your solo?
I think I did some rap song just to, because of me singing a rap song is just there's no chance I'm gonna be good at it, so it was just everyone just laughed and it was pretty funny.
This week's kind of unique in golf. I don't know if you've noticed, but the Desert mm-hmm. Classic in New Orleans is a team event. I know it's not the same as being on an NFL team, but can you relate? I mean, suddenly I know that golf is a very individual sport, but can you relate to that at all?
Yeah, I think you can. Obviously, you know, we got 11 guys in football, but a team game, you know, you have to rely on your teammates, and if someone's down, it's going to affect the whole team. You know, if one person messes up in football, sometimes you can get around that, but if and the way they're doing the Zurich Classic, if one person messes up, that's going to affect the whole team. So with the golf format, it's, you know, both players have to be on their A game if they want to get the win. So it's a team sport, and you have to rely on your teammate to perform well, and it's going to be interesting to see how it ends up.
Now, you said that you went down to the Heritage a few weeks ago, being a South Carolina guy, but what's your favorite tour event?
Augusta is always fun to go to, and then
well, you're at the Masters this year.
Yes, I was Thursday, and we love going up to Jacksonville for the Players. That's always fun, you know, sitting on 17 and, you know, seeing who gets closest to the pin on those holes. And then one tournament I really want to go to is out the Waste Management in Arizona. That's one I haven't been to. I would love to, you know, see the atmosphere at 16. So,
well, I appreciate you taking the time, man.
Yeah.
Have a great
week. Thank you.